When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the History Hit World Wars podcast. I'm your host James Rogers, and in this episode we're digging back through the History Hit archive to pull out one of our amazing episodes from the Chalk Valley History Festival. This is unique because it's an interview with a Luftwaffe fighter ace, Hugo Brock. He had 81 victories to his name and a Knight's Cross for good measure. To put that into some sort of perspective, the highest amount of victories that an RAF pilot got was around 38. So he was a truly remarkable fighter pilot. We're joined by Paul Beaver and Rob Schaefer, who do the interviewing here, and they ask Hugo Brock about how he got into flying, where his passion came from. He explains about his early days training in gliders, about how the fun and games soon went away as soon as the war started, and about how he used to lose Allied fighter pilots off his wing, and how he never lost a wing man. This is a remarkable history, one that we so rarely get to hear from the other side of the conflict. So, here is Hugo Brock, in his own words, about his life as a Luftwaffe fighter ace.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7th Chalk Valley History Festival. And the sun is shining, which is very exciting. How much longer? Not quite sure. But anyway, let's enjoy it while we can. Thank you all so much for coming, and thank you very much for our three veterans who've come all the way over from Germany. This is an incredible treat. I just want to thank Rob as well, Rob Schaefer here, who's translating, but who has sort of orchestrated this along with Regina Halm, Herr Halm's wife. It's required a huge amount of work from Rob, from Regina, from Rachel Sykes, who is part of the festival team, to put all this together. Lots of to-ing and fro-ing. It's a big thing getting three veterans in their 90s from Germany all the way down to our little corner of sunny England. But what a treat we're in for. I mean, I've interviewed a number of German veterans over the years, but needless to say, they're not as forthcoming about speaking as other veterans, American and British veterans, and that's entirely understandable. And of course, you know, their numbers are diminishing fast. So to have three, and three such different veterans, a fighter pilot, an anti-tank gunner, and a Fallschirmjäger, German paratrooper, is a really just incredible, incredible thing for us. And I really hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I add my welcome to Chalk Valley? New site, it's a beautiful place, and it's going to be a great week. Thank you very much for turning up on early on a Monday morning. We appreciate it. My job is to tease out information, things that you can't read in the history books. So I think it's really important that the way in which we do this is I will steer, but I don't intend to lead, as it were. So you all know why you're here. You all know about this man. There's another quick slide here, which should give you a quick resume. And I hope I've got the dates and everything right, but Rob will tell me if I haven't.
That's great to me.
So that's great. I'm going to kick off by a very simple question. So why did you want to be a pilot?
Warum wollten Sie Pilot werden? Ich wollte Pilot werden, um ein Stück Freiheit zu erleben. Frei wie ein Vogel. Und das habe ich erreicht. Dass wir in den Krieg ziehen mussten, das war ein anderes Problem. Ich habe überlebt, ich bin da und bin in Großbritannien.
He chose to become a pilot, to enjoy the freedom of a pilot and to be free as a bird. And then the war came and the fun was over, he said. But now he's in England and everything's fine.
So did you start, like so many Germans of your generation, with gliding?
Sind Sie auch Segelflieger geflogen als Jugendlicher?
Ja.
Yes.
Mit dem Schulgleiter SG-38 auf Deutsch. Und es waren aber nur Sprünge von einem Berg von einer 8 bis 10 Meter Höhe und dann auf 30 Meter Weite.
So within,
das war alles so damals in der damaligen Flieger HJ.
So he was in the Flieger HJ, in the Flieger Hitler Youth, and he trained with an SG-38 gliding plane starting from a hill 10 meters high, and they could glide for a distance of about 30 meters.
And as a child growing up, I presume that you were encouraged and you were really believed that flying was the way forward because of the First World War aces. Did you grew up with the knowledge of Udet and Richthofen?
Sind Sie mit den großen Namen aus der ersten Weltkriegsfliegerei groß geworden, wie Udet und Richthofen? Hat man Ihnen davon erzählt oder war das in Ihrer Jugend ein Vorbild?
Ja. Mein Lehrer,
his flying flight trainer,
war ein erster Weltkriegsflieger,
was a First World War pilot,
und erzählte von der Fliegerei. Das war, hat mich imponiert und auch gleichzeitig beflügelt.
Yeah, and he was a big role model for him when he talked about the First World War and the air war of the First World War.
What I think is fabulous is the parallels between Germany and Britain at that time, because we were the same. But my grandfather's generation grew up with the First World War aces. Your generation grew up with the First World War aces, and it's all about flying.
Er sagt, die Parallelen zwischen Deutschland und Großbritannien sind interessant, weil seine Großeltern sind mit den Geschichten von Ersten Weltkriegsfliegern groß geworden. Ja, auch die Deutschen sind mit ja. den gleichen Geschichten groß geworden.
Ja, ich wäre gerne auch mit englischen Piloten zusammen am Kanal geflogen. Aber ich bin nun in Russland gelandet und habe dann von St. Petersburg bis zum Meer unten fliegen müssen und habe überlebt. Das ist die Hauptsache. Und die Russen waren auch gute Piloten.
He said he would have loved to meet English pilots in the air over the channel, but sadly he didn't have the chance. So he had to fight the Russians, but they had good pilots as well.
Well, let's go on to the hostilities, to the war. Did you volunteer? Did somebody tell you?
Sie haben sich freiwillig gemeldet?
Ja, ich war freiwillig, ja.
He volunteered, yes.
Es gab keine andere Wahl. Ich habe mich freiwillig gemeldet, um es zu verteidigen zu können.
He had to serve
das habe
anyway.
Ich auch erreicht.
And he chose to volunteer as a kind of self-defense because he could choose where to go.
Exactly the same in Britain. If you don't volunteer, somebody will tell you, and it's always the one you don't want to go to.
Das gleiche in England. Wenn man sich nicht freiwillig meldet, dann kriegt man vorgeschrieben, wo man hin muss.
Ja.
Let's just talk about your training. So, take us through your training. How did you become a fighter pilot?
Können Sie uns ein bisschen was über die Ausbildung erzählen? Wie wird man Jagdflieger? Was passiert?
Ja, die ganze Ausbildung, die fängt mit im Segelflugzeug an.
It all starts with gliders.
Da macht man Gleitflüge bis zu 10 bis 30 Meter.
Short distance gliding.
Vom Hügel, ne? Da kam die fliegerische Ausbildung auf der Klemm 25.
Then he started motor flights on the Klemm 25.
Und dann Klemm 35.
Klemm 35.
Und später Hado 66, Hado 65 und Stößer 79 und Focke-Wulf später. Nicht? Also Messerschmitt auch, die Bertha, Dora und Emil und Fritz. Nicht?
So making
und
his
Gustav.
Way.
Gustav,
making
ja.
his way through all the different aircraft types that were used for training, including all the early Messerschmitt 109 types.
And including, if you got that, they're all known in Germany by as Dora, Emil, Fritz, or Gustav, the different models of 109. We've got an Emil outside, but it started on the D model, the Dora. I just find it fascinating that the Luftwaffe were able to maintain those numbers of different variants of the 109.
Problem as well.
Yeah, it was a big problem as well, apparently. Okay, so. First operational flying. When did you know you were going to the Eastern Front, as we would call it?
Wann haben Sie erfahren, dass Sie an die Ostfront kommen?
Ja, das war 1942.
1942.
Im Herbst.
In autumn.
Wurde ich im Januar eingezogen an die Front. Und das war...
And he was called in January to go to the front.
So, 1942.
Yes.
So this was not a good time to go to the Eastern Front.
Das war keine gute Zeit, an die Ostfront zu kommen.
Die Zeit kann ich nicht als gut bezeichnen. Ich habe das so hingenommen, wie es gerade kam.
Didn't matter if it was good or not. He just had to do it.
Tell us about the first time you saw a Russian aircraft.
Wann haben Sie das erste russische Flugzeug gesehen, selber?
Ja, das war im Januar 43.
January 1943.
40, und das war auch gleich mein erster Abschuss.
And that was his first kill.
Er wurde aberkannt.
But it wasn't confirmed.
Weil ich vom Rottenführer abgeflogen bin und habe geschossen.
Because he broke formation and fired, which he wasn't allowed to as a wingman. So it was discredited as punishment.
Ja, ja, das ist so. That's my
I'm
German.
Really sorry, we're going to have to finish the interview here. I mean, this is really...
Not typisch Germany, eh? Nee?
It's typical Germany, he says.
Can you take us through it? Can you recall when you saw... Well, first of all, what type it was? Can you recall the whole episode for us?
Was für ein Typ?
War eine Lack 3.
A Lack 3.
A Lack 3.
And were you in a big formation? Were they in a big formation? Can you paint a picture for us of?
Beschreiben, wie das abgelaufen ist. War das eine große Formation von russischen Flugzeugen? Waren Sie nur zu zweit?
Ja,
wie sah das aus?
Das heißt, ich flog an der Seite meines Rottenführers.
So he was flying as wingman.
Und habe ihm gesagt, da ist die und die Maschine an der Lack. Darf ich angreifen?
He saw them first and asked for permission to attack.
Darf ich angreifen? Ja, hat er gesagt.
And he said yes.
Bin gleich angeflogen, abgeschossen, perfekt.
So he flew toward it, shot it down, and afterwards he got punished for it.
So it's your first time in Russia. It will be cold, it will be snowing, it will be white, and the weather, it would have been difficult as a pilot to fly that?
In der Zeit, Russland war wahrscheinlich schneebedeckt, kalt. War das schwierig, da zu fliegen in den Wetterbedingungen?
Ja, Russland ist bekannt ein großes Land. Und von oben von St. Petersburg bis zum Schwarzen Meer. Und im Winter sind harte Bedingungen. Da lag oft bei der Landebahn, die 30 Meter breit war, 3 Meter hoch Schnee.
Okay, so you all know Russia is a big country, from St. Petersburg to the Black Sea. And sometimes everything was covered with snow, including their landing strip. So with 30 meters wide, covered with 3 meters of snow.
Und die Fläche war glatt, wo man landete. Man musste genau geradeauslinig die Spur festhalten.
And you had to fly in very, very straight, because it was slippery.
Um nicht in die Schneewellen reinzukommen.
Not to crash into the huge masses of snow next to the landing strip.
And this was in a 109, in a Gustav?
Wrong way round. das war mit einer 109F oder mit einer G? Oh. Die ersten Flüge mit einer F.
Die ersten Flüge, die waren mit der Emil.
Oh, that was still in an E-Type, in an Emil.
Right. And the problem that you and I discussed earlier with the 109 was the narrow undercarriage track. Was that a real problem in the snow? I'm just thinking about the ground handling.
War das schmale Fahrwerk ein großes Problem im Schnee?
Ja, für mich war es kein Problem.
Not for him.
Denn die Schneewellen links und rechts der Landebahn waren 2 Meter hoch. Yeah. Da musste man landen und geradeaus und nicht bremsen konnte man auf dem glatten Boden. mit Eis bedeckt und Schnee bedeckt, konnte man nicht bremsen, das musste man beibehalten.
So it was quite easy, just go in straight and don't press the brakes, otherwise you will crash into the snow. So if you didn't do that, that wasn't the problem.
So we say with a tail drag aeroplane, with an aeroplane that sits on its tail, that the landing run isn't finished until you're in the bar.
You really want me to translate that into German?
Er sagte, in Englisch gibt's eine Redewendung bei allen Flugzeugen, die mit dem Heck auf dem Boden aufsitzen. Da ist der Landevorgang nicht abgeschlossen, bis man hinterher in der Kneipe sitzt.
Ja, Prost!
Good, I'm glad we've established another common bond there. So, your first flight, you get down, you go and meet the intelligence officer and you brief him and say, I've shot down an aircraft. Then what happens? Do you get taken and given a rum ration, a schnapps ration?
So wie sah das aus? Wenn man einen Abschuss hatte und man kam zurück zum Flughafen oder zum Landefeld, was kam dann? Hat man seinen Abschlussbericht gegeben und dann, was passierte dann? Ging man dann einen trinken oder was passierte dann?
Ja, das war folgendermaßen. Wenn man zurückflog zum Einsatzhafen, man hat gewackelt, um zu dokumentieren, dass ein Abschuss hatte.
So it was quite easy. When you flew back to the airfield, you had to wiggle your wings in the first pass to denote that you had shot someone down.
Right. And then what happens?
Und danach? Nach der Landung?
Nach der Landung, wenn es prima geklappt hatte, es wurde abends in der Kantine wurde ja auch gefeiert. Aber nur abends, nur abends.
You've seen the gesture. I don't even need to translate that.
So. Good. Schnaps?
A schnaps wenig, yeah. A little.
Just a little bit of schnaps.
And then what happened next? How did you get disciplined for being a naughty boy?
It's in relation to his to his arm.
Nachdem Sie den Abschuss aberkannt haben, als der aberkannt worden ist, der erste Abschuss, ja. Wie wurde das denn dann, Disziplinarverfahren eingeleitet? Oder wie lief
das? Nein, das wurde nicht. Das war eben ein verlorener Abschuss. Das war eine Bestrafung.
It was just a discredited kill. That was all punishment he got.
They couldn't really post him to the Eastern Front, could they?
Ah, die Ostfront abkommandieren als Strafe konnte man sie nicht. Da waren sie ja schon.
One of the things that always I'm always curious about is, having been on a few operations myself, is just what happens in the day-to-day routine of being on operations in Russia in the winter of 1943. It's after Stalingrad. It's not a pleasant time to be there. Could you take us through your routine? Getting up in the morning, breakfast, that sort of thing.
Was ihn immer interessiert, vom Kampf und vom Krieg mal abgesehen, wie sah denn der normale Tagesablauf in der Staffel aus? Morgens aufstehen, frühstücken, wie sah das aus? Was macht man nochmal?
Ja, in Russland bekannt im Winter, da sind das Probleme. Wasser war schlecht. Wir hatten einen alten Herrn, der hat dann Schnee geschmolzen oder an einem Fluss ein Loch gemacht. Ja. Und hat dann aus diesem Schellong hieß der Fluss vom Ilmensee, hat er Wasser geschöpft und da wurden wir bedient.
Well, one of the major problems in Russia in winter was the water supply, because everything was frozen. So what they do is they used molten snow or they drilled holes into the ice cover of rivers and dragged their water from there to make coffee and to supply themselves with.
Und die Russen hatten selbst Löcher ins Eis gemacht, um Fische daraus zu holen.
And the Russians fished that way. They drilled holes into the ice to fish from.
And so, what's the fighter pilot's breakfast in January 1943?
Was frühstückt der Jagdflieger im Januar 1943? Was gibt's zum Frühstück?
Ja, ein anständiges Frühstück gehört ein Ei dazu, ein Egg. Ne?
Proper breakfast needs an egg.
Und dann gab's das übliche Brot. Wir hatten auch Knäckebrot, wir hatten verschiedene Sorten.
variations of bread.
Yeah.
Sounds more posh than it actually was, I suppose.
Yeah. So different shades of black, really. And to drink coffee?
Morning.
Coffee.
The echte coffee.
Real coffee. Not ersatz coffee.
And was there a routine of readiness? Did you come up to readiness at first light, and then there's a next group of people came after that? How did that routine work?
Wurden Sie da in Alarmbereitschaften eingeteilt für verschiedenen zu verschiedenen Uhrzeiten aufgestellt?
Ja, die die Bereitschaft, die immer stand, die wurde eingeteilt. Das war abwechselnd. Von einer Staffel zum anderen wurden also zwei Maschinen, die waren immer Alarmstaffeln. Ich glaube, das war, glaube ich, in England auch so.
So two aircraft of every squadron were in readiness all the time on a rotational basis, and he asks you if that was the same in England.
We were flying threes a lot of the time, so rather than two. We had not understood the German wisdom of the Rotter and the Schwarm.
Also in England waren es immer drei Maschinen, weil die nicht clever genug waren. Die wussten nicht, dass die Rotte und der Schwarm die bessere Formation sind.
Ja, wir hatten den Schwarm, das war die Führung. Zwei Deckungen immer. Da war der Kapitän und dann die anderen als Schutz.
The Finger Four?
Ja.
Leader? Wingman?
The Wingman, ja.
And second lead?
Immer so.
Okay, so you practice
crossovers?
Yeah. And did you have, when you were in Russia, did you have time to do practice, or were you all the time flying on combat?
Gab es die Möglichkeit in Russland auch Schulungs- und Übungsflüge zu machen, oder waren das reine Kampfeinsätze, die da geflogen worden sind?
Ja, wenn man an der Front war, dann war man schon bereit, dann hatte man die Schulungsflüge hinter sich.
When you were sent to the front, you didn't get any training. You were so expected to be perfect. That is the end ready.
So
the whole time, no training.
And in terms of your in your squadron, in terms of your comrades, were there veterans from other places, from perhaps from North Africa or from Malta or from the Channel?
Gab es Kameraden, die vorher noch woanders geflogen sind, am Kanal, in Afrika, oder waren das alles Kameraden?
Direkt ja, es waren Kameraden, die wurden verteilt, also je nachdem nach Schlüssel, an die Ostfront oder an die Westfront oder später Afrika. Ne? Mhm. Ja. Das war der Marseille damals. Ja.
Ja. Ah, okay.
So, he didn't quite understand the question. He just said that there were a number of squadron mates who were sent later to the Western Front and to Africa.
Were there any Experten that had come from the other fronts?
Waren in Ihrer Staffel Experten aus anderen Frontbereichen, oder waren das alles nur Ostfrontflieger bei Ihnen?
Ja, die wurden daher gemischt. Wir hatten einen Staffelkapitän, der war am Kanal. Und die kamen dann zu, es wurde ausgetauscht, ein JG-26. Ne?
They got some personnel from Jagdgeschwader 26, which came from the channel.
Die kamen zum Kanal hin. Ne?
And some of his squadron's personnel were exchanged and went to the channel to replace those, so they rotated back and forth between the two squadrons.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So how long did you have to spend on the Eastern Front before you had a leave period?
Dann haben Sie den ersten Fronturlaub bekommen?
Ja, das war im June 43. Januar an die Front.
So 5 months.
On Juni.
And then were you able to go home? in Germany back to the Rhineland?
Yeah, I could go to Hause. Yes. Telefonieren. Nein.
Not no phone calls, but you could go there. That is the.
Excellent. I don't want to make it sound as if I'm only interested in food. But what did you have for lunch?
Was gab es denn mittags zu essen?
Es gab einmal ein gutes Essen, vor allen Dingen keine Erbsen- und Bohnensuppe, wie es in England auch bekannt ist.
So the most important thing for a pilot
explosion.
Is no pea soup or bean soup because of the explosive danger.
And presumably you had a canteen, but did you have, in England we would have what we would call the mess, where you lived and ate in the same place. And as an NCO pilot, did you have a similar setup in the Luftwaffe?
Als Sie noch nicht, als Sie noch Unteroffizier waren, gab es eine Unteroffiziersmesse, wo alle Unteroffiziere zusammen gegessen haben, oder haben Sie zusammen mit den Offizieren?
Es gab keine getrennte Mannschaft, Offiziere, Staffelkapitäne, Unteroffiziere und Feldwebel, die waren alle zusammen.
There was no separation in the Luftwaffe. They were all on the same table in the same tent.
So all pilots were in the same mess.
Officers, NCOs, Feldwebels, everyone. So
were in the same mess.
No class difference.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Allerdings, wenn der Staffelkapitän zuerst ein Drink, dann alle anderen.
But they were only allowed to drink when the squadron leader had his drink. That was the rule. So he drank first, everyone else drank afterwards.
That sounds like a huge hardship, actually. It would not have worked in the Royal Air Force, I can tell you.
Das hört sich sehr schwierig an, Sache so lange zu warten.
Ja.
Unless, of course, the squadron leader paid for all the beer.
Außer der Staffelführer zahlt alles.
Ja, das war inklusiv, war das schon eingeplant.
It was all inclusive.
Okay, so we've done breakfast, we've done lunch, we better do dinner. Yeah, I think we should do dinner.
Abends gab es da, wie sahen die Abende aus, zusammen mit den Kameraden, was hat man da gemacht?
Ja, abends wurde gefeiert und wenn einer einen Abschuss hatte und so weiter, wurde besonders gefeiert.
So in the evening they either had a party, ja. Or if someone shot a Russian down, they had an even bigger party.
Es wurde, in Russland gab es ja nicht überall elektrischen Strom.
There was no electricity.
Es gab dann Kerzenlicht on the desk.
So it was all done in romantic candlelight.
Yeah. Und da wurde dann getrunken.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. That's good. Okay. Did you have to move a lot? Was it your airfields were makeshift? They were on the ice. Hard work for your ground crew. Did you have to keep moving?
Ist die Staffel oft verlegt worden?
Ja, je nach Bedarf, denn wir hatten ja nicht allzu viele Piloten, das ist auch bekannt. Und wir mussten immer aushelfen, die von St. Petersburg bis unten zum Schwarzen Meer, es war eine große Strecke. Ne? Und da wurden wir vielleicht zwischendurch im Mittelabschnitt und Orel, Vitebsk und Smolensk und so weiter.
It depended a lot on where they were needed. The Luftwaffe was always short on pilots, he said, so they were basically transferred to wherever air support or fighter support was needed, to from Vitebsk to Orel, everywhere.
Ich kam im Januar zur Front und im Herbst wurde ich schon abkommandiert als Lehrer, als Teacher.
Okay, and he arrived at the front in January 1943.
Wann? Lehrer wann?
Im September.
Ah, and he was transferred back to France.
Frankreich?
Frankreich.
Yeah, to France in September 43 to become a fighter trainer, fighter pilot trainer.
Oh, and where was that? Which airfield in France?
Wo war das?
Biarritz.
Biarritz. Okay, that's a hardship posting, if those of you who've been there will know.
I go to Rhein.
And they actually were in a chateau. He showed me the photographs. Very classic.
In
German.
A chateau.
In a chateau. Yeah.
I would expect nothing less of the Luftwaffe.
Of course.
Yeah. So we've done the food. We've done the living accommodation. We've done the parties. We won't ask about the girls.
I wouldn't.
No, we won't. But we will ask about the ground crew. One of the things that always binds both a bomber and a fighter crew together with their ground crew is the fact that it's hard work. One lives for the other.
How did it work in the Luftwaffe?
Wie war denn das Verhältnis zum Bodenpersonal? Weil er sagte, in jeder Luftwaffe ist das sehr wichtig, weil der eine vom anderen abhängig ist. Ja. Ihr Überleben ist ja von denen abhängig, dass die Arbeit richtig machen. Hat man ein gutes Verhältnis?
Wir hatten ein volles Vertrauen zu den Technikern. Das musste auch so sein, Hand in Hand. Und ohne Vertrauen war kein Dasein.
With the technicians, the ground crew was totally reliable. And trust was all that counted. And that was always there. Never, never lacked trust.
And did you have your own assigned aeroplane and your own assigned ground crew?
Hatten Sie ihre eigene Maschine, ihre persönliche Maschine und ihr eigenes Bodenpersonal oder wurde das gewechselt?
Ich hatte meine eigene Maschine und das Bodenpersonal schwankte immer. Es war nicht immer das gleiche Personal, wenn wir verlegten nach zum Mittelabschnitt oder Südabschnitt und bei Kiew, da war es wieder anders.
Okay, he had his own personal aircraft, but the ground crews changed. So when the squadron moved position, transferred somewhere else, they got the ground crew of the other airfield.
Okay, so the airplanes moved rather than
the ground crew stayed.
Yeah. Okay. And that's.
Er hat noch gute Maschinen. Die Russen hatten noch gute Maschinen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ja.
Kommen wir gleich
noch. Okay.
Talk about Russian aircraft.
Yes, please let him. Absolutely.
He just said the Russians had fantastic machines.
So tell us about the Russians. Yeah. The Russians are coming.
Was gab's denn? Erzählen Sie ruhig weiter. Was
zum,
den
zum Schluss, also die beste Maschine war die Jak 3 nachher. Mm-hmm. Und erst hatten sie die Lak 3, das war der Anfang. Die waren langsam und man musste praktisch in der Kurve praktisch auskurven oder vorhalten, dementsprechend, wenn man sie abschießen wollte.
So that the Jak 3, which was best in his opinion, and the early types he faced were Luck 3s, which you could only shoot down when you outmaneuvered, outcircled them.
So the 109 was more maneuverable.
Also die 109 war wendiger als die Luck 3s, die frühen?
Ja, es kommt immer darauf an, wer in der Maschine sitzt.
That depends a lot on who sits in the plane.
Auf die Wendigkeit und auf die Taktik des Piloten und alles kommt dann genau, wenn er in der Spitfire saß, wie der Captain Bader.
Also depends a lot on tactics. Is that
the Englishman, Pilot. Ist bekannt, Captain Bader.
Ah, you think Captain Bader was an excellent pilot?
Hatte Prothese.
Yeah, without legs. Yeah. Yeah, an interesting man. We could have a very long conversation about him, I think.
Er ist ein interessanter Mann, da können wir uns später lange drüber unterhalten.
Bei einem Drink?
With a drink. With a drink, yes. I think I've been rumbled. I think I've rumbled him as well, actually, to be absolutely
also
honest.
Also ich habe Worte.
Ja, ja. Prost. It really is lucky this is not vodka, isn't it? It really is.
No whiskey.
No whiskey. Oh, whiskey.
Glass. A glass.
Yeah.
I'm thinking whiskey.
So, we're in Russia. It's white. There's lots of snow. There aren't many towns. There's no radar control. How do you navigate?
Was Sie interessiert, in Russland viel Schnee, alles schneebedeckt, es gibt kein Radar, keine Flugleitung. Wie navigiert man?
Ja, wenn das große schneebedeckte Land, man orientiert sich nur nach den Häusern, den einzelnen Dörfern.
Single houses, small villages.
Wenn der Rauch hochkam, dann konnte man sich orientieren.
Pillars of smoke rising up.
Smoke, yeah.
So you had good maps.
Sie hatten gute Karten?
Ja, ich habe mich nicht nach den Karten orientiert.
You never used
das
maps.
War vorher orientiert.
Only before
Front.
The mission.
Und das hatte ich alles im Kopf gehabt.
And then he memorized everything and flew by sight.
Okay, so you memorized what your patrol area was, it flying combat air patrols? What was the daily routine?
Normalerweise haben Sie nur Luftüberlegenheit geflogen, also Jagd, rein freie Jagd oder was haben Sie geflogen?
Wir haben alles geflogen, freie Jagd und dann auch Begleitschutz, 100 Kilometer mit
Escort, Escort Missions, Escorting Heinkel, 111s on bombing Missions, free Hunting, freie Jagd.
Bomberbegleitschutz.
Ja, Escort Duty.
Na, Wolchow's treu an den Wolchow. Und
Bodenangriffe auch, ne?
Nein, da nicht.
Dann aber später, ne?
Dann, das war irgendwann anders mal.
later ground attack missions.
Da kam der Russe mal über den Ilmensee.
When the Russians crossed the Ilmen Lake.
Und die Eisdecke, die hielt. Und da kam der Russe über den Ilmensee.
Crossing the ice.
Da mussten wir Tiefflüge fliegen. Ich war nicht dabei. Ich war im Lazarett. Ich hatte Angina.
Ah, and there is squadron flew ground attack missions onto the Russians crossing the ice. But he wasn't there because he had an infected throat.
What? You mean throat? Throat? I thought that was a German euphemism for getting an Iron Cross, actually. But
Halskratzen.
Okay, so that I have to say that's quite impressive, being able to memorize where you were going. And did you rely on each other? Was there radio contact between the Schwarm leader with the squadron leader? Did you maintain a good good cohesive squadron formation?
Ist während dieser Einsätze hat man sich viel mit den anderen Fliegern ausgetauscht über Funk? War da eine enge Bindung, um sich auch auszutauschen, wo man gerade ist und was gerade passiert?
Ja, die engste Verbindung war zum Rottenflieger oder zum Schwarmführer.
Well, the closest connection you had to your wingman or to the squadron leader?
Und wenn Probleme waren, die wurden durchgegeben per Funk, Sprechfunk.
And then when there was problems, they messaged one another, radioed one another.
And so the same frequency for the whole of your squadron?
Gleiche Frequenz für die ganze Staffel?
Ja, die Frequenz war für die ganze Staffel.
Yes.
Es war auch einmal so, dass die Russen auf derselben Frequenz waren.
But sometimes the Russians were on the same frequency.
I was just going to ask about Russian. Did the Russians try to, we would say, spoof you?
Haben die Russen versucht, sie direkt anzufunken und sie zu ärgern über Funk? Haben die mal reingefunken?
Das konnte ich nicht beurteilen. Also ich habe schon mal Sprechfunk auf der gleichen Frequenz gehört. Da hat er Isuida. Das heißt, glaube ich, wo stehst du oder irgendwie.
Sometimes he heard them saying Isuida, which means can you hear me? But he doesn't know if that was directed at them or if that was just normal Russian banter.
Don't think the Russians did banter, really. No. But your course are quite famous. Well, you're very famous for 18 Stormoviks, I think it is. Now, the Stormovik, the Aleutian, has a high reputation in the Second World War as being one of the better Soviet aircraft because it was built for ground attack, it was protected, it was armoured. Tell us about that. You managed to shoot down 18 of them. That's pretty good going.
Er fragt, Sie haben 18 Sturmovik abgeschossen. Ja. Und das war ja eine sehr bekannte Maschine, weil die so extrem schwer gepanzert war.
Die war schwer gepanzert.
Wie musste man die abschießen? Was hat man da gemacht?
Ja, das war einfach, als ich damals noch mit der F-Flug, 109F, hat Zentralkanone, da konnte man in den Kühler reinschießen. Und wenn der Kühler qualmte, dann flog er noch ein bisschen geradeaus. Ich habe ihn fliegen lassen. Dann musste er so notlanden oder aus.
Was easiest to shoot them down with the Messerschmitt 109F because that had the central 20mm gun in the engine firing through the propeller hub, so you could aim very easily. And you just had to shoot into the cooling grill underneath the wing. And when it started to smoke, you just let it fly and it would crash after a few kilometers.
You make it sound so easy.
Das hört sich bei Ihnen so einfach an.
Ja. Also, wenn irgendwie ein Captain Bader hier neben mir säß, wir beide hätten dasselbe Problem.
Captain Bader would have said the same, you said, that it's just the...
Yes, he would have said it sort of slightly differently and perhaps with a few swear words. But did you ever meet any of the Russians that you shot down? Did you ever meet any Russian pilots?
Haben Sie irgendwelche russischen Piloten mal getroffen, die Sie selber abgeschossen haben, oder andere russische Piloten mal begegnet im Krieg, Gefangene oder ist mal jemand rausgesprungen, den Sie gefangen genommen haben?
Einmal auf dem Gefechtsstand wurde mir ein russischer Pilot vorgestellt, den ich abgeschossen habe.
One time at the regimental command post, the squadron command post, he was introduced to one of the Soviet pilots he shot down.
I got to shake hand. Also goodbye.
Yes. Shake hands and goodbye.
But it's one of the things you were talking about, Douglas Bader. I mean, of course, it's when Douglas Bader was shot down over France, the first thing the Luftwaffe did was take him to the mess and give him lunch, I think it was. There is this amazing bond between pilots, between certainly I've always thought of it between Germany and Britain. It's interesting to understand that where the Soviets and the Germans were on that front.
Er sagt, es gibt ja dieses unsichtbare Band zwischen Fliegern, egal ob das Amerikaner sind, Engländer sind, Deutsche sind, das ist ein sehr enges Band. Gab es das gegenüber dem russischen Piloten auch? Gab es dieses Band oder war das anders?
Das kann ich nicht nachvollziehen, da habe ich keine Kenntnis drüber.
He doesn't know if that bond existed towards the Russian pilots because he never had made the experience.
Das kennen nur die vom Gefechtsstand oder von der Leitung des Geschwaders. Wenn die vernommen wurden, war da ein Dolmetscher bei. Und aus diesem Grunde habe ich nichts erfahren.
So the staff officers might have had a better experience or a deeper experience there because they had to interrogate the Soviet pilots that were shot down, but he never had any experience with them.
It's obviously too busy in the bar. Yeah.
Sie waren zu viel in der Messe unterwegs trinken, sagt er. Sie hatten keine Zeit dafür.
Ja, einmal ist ein Russe gelandet bei uns mit seiner Frau drin. Ja, da war der Oberleutnant Kulakov.
Yeah. So one time, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Mit der Rata.
One time, a Soviet fighter plane, a Rata, an I-15, landed on their airfield, and there was a Russian pilot in it with his wife.
Yeah. Und
what was his name?
Der Name? Kulakov.
Lieutenant Kulakov.
Yeah. Kulakov.
So he defected.
Yeah. Ist er übergelaufen?
Ja, er kam ja mit der Maschine.
Yeah, he defected with aircraft and wife.
The Royal Air Force would have done it with girlfriend, I have to say.
Ja, der war bei uns Platzlandwirt. Der hat nachher die Gruppe unter sich gehabt.
Ist nicht gefangen genommen worden?
Nein. Bei uns hat er eine Arbeit bekommen und einen Auftrag.
He got a job at the squadron. He basically spent the war working on the airfield, keeping the ground clear and.
Der hat immer
they got
den
jobs,
Rasen.
They weren't taken prisoner.
Der musste den Rasen immer auf die Höhe.
To mow the lawn.
That was the pilot. Did you say what happened to the wife?
Die Frau hat mit ihm da gewohnt. Seine Frau ist da auch geblieben.
Ja, wo die Frau geblieben ist, weiß ich nicht. Auf jeden Fall.
He has no clue what happened to the wife.
Unter Obhut, dann nehme ich an.
But passiert, he probably stayed somewhere around.
Let's move swiftly on that one. So after Beritz, getting towards the end of the war, 1945. What was happening then?
Wo waren Sie 1945?
Ja, 45, das war im Baltikum.
In the Baltics.
Und am 8. Mai, wir hatten die Genehmigung durch den Generalflugball, dass wir ausfliegen konnten.
And on the 8th of May, they got the permission from General Flugbeil to take their planes to the west.
Das war an meiner Ritterkreuzverleihung.
Shortly after he got his Knight's Cross, they were allowed to fly west to surrender to the Western Allies.
So the photograph of you here receiving the cross, was that in the Baltic? Was that taken in the Baltics?
Das Foto ist also dieses Foto da von Ihnen ist also im Baltikum aufgenommen?
Ja.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And at that time were you still flying the 109 or had you moved on to the 190?
Haben Sie zu dem Zeitpunkt noch die 109 geflogen oder die Focke-Wulf
190?
Focke-Wulf 190.
So we have to ask, what did you think of the, because you flew the Dora?
Dora, das war, ja, das war Dora, D8, ja.
D8
später.
A8 and
A8?
Yeah.
The A8. He flew the A8.
A8, and, but not the D.
Not the long nose.
Okay, yeah. So the A. Okay, so we called the A8 the butcher bird.
Die Briten haben die A8 das Schlachterflugzeug genannt. Das war der Spitzname hier, Butcher Bird, Schlachterflugzeug,
also,
weil die so gefährlich war.
Ja.
So I think a fighter pilot in Britain would tell you that the 190 was the one that they were really frightened of compared to the 109.
Also ein englischer Pilot würde Ihnen sagen, die Engländer hatten mehr Respekt vor der Focke-Wulf als vor der Messerschmitt. Aber Sie sagen das anders. Sie sagen, Ihnen gefiel die 109 besser.
Also Respekt ist eine zweistufige Sprache. Respekt, ja, kann man abverlangen. Man kann es erfliegen. Und die gegenseitige Achtung, Respekt von den Menschen muss immer sein.
He said you have to have more respect for the human being inside the machine, except not the machine itself.
So it's the pilot that counts.
It's the Pilot zählt.
Ja, richtig, ja.
Aber Sie sind selber lieber die 109 geflogen.
Ja, ich habe die Fenstermaschine, also fliegerisch, so elegant, das war die F.
Yeah, the best aircraft he ever flew was the 109F.
109F.
Okay, that's a really interesting endorsement. But I think you're absolutely right. It is the pilot that counts. And ladies and gentlemen, we've just heard it's the pilot that counts. Sadly, we've reached the end of this session. We will have, as you know, as James said, we'll have a question and answer outside. But I thought that was absolutely riveting. And I'm really impressed with the amount of schnapps that must have been consumed on the Eastern Front. Yeah. Disappointed, no champagne.
Ich war ja noch auf Lehrer,
Zeit ist schon oben. Wir machen gleich hinterher noch weiter.
Also.
So, on your behalf, can I thank Hugo so much? That was just absolutely brilliant.
Standing ovation.
And it wouldn't have been possible without Rob, so thank you. Anticipating the questions as well, mate, thanks for that. We just have a very small thing to do. Is Richard here somewhere? Richard, could you like to just zoom around here? What Hugo doesn't know is we have a little presentation.
Yes, I might have to say a few words before,
please,
before
you
pass that over. Hugo's younger brother was killed in Stalingrad. He doesn't quite know when, possibly in December 42 or January 43. And he doesn't have a known grave. And he doesn't have a grave marker, no memorial. He's completely gone, disappeared from the face of the earth. And up until very recently, Hugo didn't know that there was a memorial set up to the fallen and missing of the Stalingrad campaign in Rososhka near Volgograd. And since 2008, the name of his brother is commemorated there. He doesn't know, but I organized some photographs, which a good friend of mine, Richard Clemerson, the lovely guy over there, has had. Well, he had them framed and made a little picture booklet, and we just want to present him with pictures of his little bro.
Just some images.
Das ist das, was wir besprochen haben. Das ist das, dein Bruder? Dein Bruder, der Kurt. Und das ist das Denkmal. Und so, das ist für dich. Und Picture Book, da ist der Kurt.
Ja. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And before you go, remember, as a Warfare listener, you get a special discount at History Hit. Subscribers get access to blissfully uninterrupted ad-free podcasts and thousands of hours of history documentaries. You've got everything from the American Revolution to my own documentaries like Traces of War, Weapons of War, and 24 Hours in Normandy, where I follow in the footsteps of the Green Howards on D-Day, from their beach landings to being awarded the Victoria Cross, and all the way through their first day where they made it 7 miles inland, further than any other British or American unit. So head over to historyhit.com/subscribe or follow the link in the show notes and use the code WARFARE to get 50% off your next 3 months. That's the code WARFARE to get 50% off. And if you're an Apple listener, you can subscribe for new ad-free episodes within the app. So give it a go. I know you're gonna love it.